Moving on to news from Egypt, one student protester is killed, several others injured in clashes with army supporters at Cairo University's main campus. In another incident of some violence in the capital, a group of students attacked the administrative office's gates of the Ain al-Shams University. All this after a two-day constitutional referendum that was hoped to end the deadly clashes across the country. The vote was boycotted by supporters of Egypt's former President Mohamed Morsi and opponents of the government. While the vote counting is still underway, some Egyptian officials have claimed the turnout has exceeded 50% of eligible voters. Mohamed Chalabi, our correspondent, joins us from Egypt's capital, Cairo. Mohamed Chalabi, we know that based on our last conversation, I guess 50% of eligible voters have voted. But one of the key questions coming out of this, is this going to stop the violence that basically is between the pro-Morsi supporters and, of course, the army-appointed government and the security apparatus?
No, Kaveh, a best short answer to that. Most observers would tell you no, because these protests are led by the youth. You can watch for yourself what's happening today, just a day after the evident approval of this constitutional referendum by a very high margin, 97% according to estimates. The turnout remains to be the key question here, awaiting, of course, the official results. We can see what happened today at Cairo University, Ain Shams University, Helwan, Fayoum, Asyut, and across much of Egypt's universities. And of course, you have the nighttime shift and the street protests. So no, it's Egypt will remain on the edge for quite a while. This is just a step of the army-imposed roadmap that accompanied the overthrow of Egypt's first fully and democratically elected civilian president. And Egypt still has a long way to go. Now, you mentioned the numbers. Yes, we did hear yesterday from the Interior Ministry spokesman claiming that the turnout was at 55, staggering 55%. And we did also hear allegations from the anti-coup alliance that the turnout was something like 15%, resembling the Egypt expat vote, so which, according to preliminary official results, is at 15%. What we've heard from the judges, and they are the ones concerned really with this story, is nowhere near the 55% the Interior Ministry spokesman talked about, or the 15% the anti-coup alliance talked about. Actually, somewhere in the middle. We've heard from the higher electoral commission in the capital, Cairo, which represents some 13% of the voting power here in Egypt. The voting power is at 52 million plus, that the turnout was 27.78% with an approval rate of 97% plus. We've also heard from the concerned judges in Upper Egypt that the turnout was did not exceed 30% and was averaging around 25%, but the Nile Delta seemingly has shown a very big turnout, according again to the concerned judges in their preliminary announcement, in some cases exceeding 50%, but turnout was low in Sinai and in Matruh in the west. We'll have, of course, to wait for the official results, but it looks like it's going to be somewhere in the vicinity of the 17, 18 million voters that voted in Morsi's constitution and the referendum that followed the January 25th revolution that ousted longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak. Egypt is now awaiting that key date, which could see rival demos here in Egypt and could be very rocky situation here, Kaveh.
Thank you very much for that, Mohamed Chalabi, there from Cairo. Thank you.